Thousands of children are shot every year in the United States, and these shootings have fallout far beyond those struck by bullets. Guns in America's Alana Wise reports on the impact of gun violence on the children who live it.
Several children saw the body of 15-year-old Gerald Watson after he was chased down, shot, and killed in December at the Langston Lane Apartments in Southeast Washington, D.C. The Trayron Center After School program is housed in the same apartment complex where Watson lived and was killed. Ryan Nickens and a group of volunteers there worked to help elementary and middle school age kids navigate their emotions amid the all too frequent incidents of gun violence. On a recent visit, an 8-year-old elementary school student named Ashton has isolated himself from the dozen or so other students. A playful slap from one kid led to a more serious one from Ashton, leading to an angry punch and eventually tears.
Can't you walk away?
No.
Why not?
They hit me. I'm going to defend myself.
And you can't walk away. You can't walk away before it gets to that point?
No.
So you stay there and argue?
No, I stay there and smack some more.
Nickens and other volunteers at the youth program say they've seen more bursts of rage, sadness, and violence from the children in the months since Watson was killed.
We're going to say that this is a bad moment and stop here, because you're just having a bad moment.
In 2017, nearly 2,600 children in the U.S. were killed in firearm incidents, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nickens launched the Trayron Center After School program last year, modeled after her own experiences with gun violence, including the shooting deaths of two of her siblings. Nickens focuses the program on building up the students' self-esteem.
They want to be professors, police officers, firefighters, a cardiologist, doctors, and lawyers, and, you know, the football player. Well, what little boy doesn't want to be a football player? But to affirm in them that they can do this, that where they are now is just a place to live.
The program teaches arts as a method of coping with the trauma of what Nickens called generational gun violence. The class holds weekly group sessions with child psychiatrist Dr. Meg Van Achterberg.
It's like they're living in a war zone and things do not feel safe. It does not feel safe to walk around in the neighborhood. It feels like bad situations, danger, violence can happen at any time.
Dr. Meg, as she's known to the kids, says the Watson shooting and similar events of violence have influenced the children's behavior. Since the incident, many of the students at the Trayron Center have had trouble sleeping, shorter tempers, and an increase in anxiety.
How can you fully explore childhood? How can you let yourself relax and play and be creative and make connections and try new things when things feel so dangerous all the time? And so there is a tendency to hit first, ask questions later, you know, protect yourself first and foremost.
That response is not uncommon in trauma survivors, says Lisa Jaycox, a clinical psychologist at the RAND Corporation think tank.
It is pretty remarkable that the kids have just the same kinds of reactions as adults. There's some subtle differences, but really the same kind of thing that you might see in a combat veteran and you can see in a 5-year-old.
Jaycox recommends therapy to help kids through these responses before they grow over time into depression or PTSD. Marilyn Wiggins volunteers at the Trayron Center and is grandmother to several of the kids who live in and around the Langston Lane apartments. Since the shooting, Wiggins said she's had to change the rules about where the children can play.
They want to go outside and play, but they know they can't go out there, not yet.
In her own grandchildren, Wiggins has noticed attitude changes. The kids have begun to express worry about themselves or their loved ones dying. Official response to the shooting didn't help. Wiggins recalls seeing the teen's body left in full view of neighborhood residents.
They didn't really rush it in. It's like another kid got shot on the block. Oh, another gang person in the gang member got shot.
Nearly 1 in 5 children have a mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder in any given year, according to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And only about 20% of those children receive the appropriate mental health care. For Guns and America, I'm Alana Wise.